What's up, everybody? You now tune into the Hold On Podcast. I'm your host, Roshan Lindsay, and we say here in order to go on, you got to hold on. And I want to talk a little bit more about, is beating your bullying child okay? Is beating your bullying child okay? And I want to go for a while, if you guys come with me, I want to go for a while with a couple of things I want to put out there first before we deal with, is beating your bullying child okay? First, we have to break down that your child or a particular child is a bully, which is a behavior to repeat over and over and over again, mean actions towards another person, towards another child. So we have a behavior. We're not going to focus on the child right now. We have a behavior. And this behavior is an inappropriate behavior. So this is our problem. Now, so the problem that we have is that this child or your child or some child is bullying another kid or another person. Now, we have to fix that behavior. We have to address that behavior. Now, while addressing that behavior, we have to also understand with our hearts and with the love of God, why is your child or why is that child bullying? What's going on with the kid? What's going on with your child? What's going on with that particular kid that gives them the desire, the want, or the need that they think they have to bully someone? They have to be mean to someone. They have to pick on someone. So one, we have the problem of bullying. And two, we have a place where this child feels to, in order to feel good about themselves or to release certain tensions, that they have to bully, they have to be mean, they have to pick on someone. So you have to deal with the heart of the child and you have to deal with the problem of the situation. Now, when those two come together, you, me, all of us, we have to articulate and address the situation, of course. But at the same time, we have to have empathy and we have to have consideration of how to start the healing process of that child that's being bullied. That is important because it's beating your bullying child okay. We can't look at bullying as a negative identity of a child. Now, bullying is negative, but let's not forget this is a child. This may be your child. There may be some hurt. There may be some things that's going on in the home or going on at school or going on with the kid that's causing them to react this way. So you have to be loving and you have to be at a place where you have to be sensitive to understand their pain, because we say all the time, hurt people. So what is hurting you that's causing you to want to hurt others? That helps us to understand back to the beating part, which a lot of people may have a different opinion. I totally respect everyone's opinion, which means if you're hurting and I end up beating you to temporarily stop you from the actions. Now remember, it's a two-part piece. You got the problem of the bullying and you got the heart and the hurt of the child. But my solution as a parent, or my solution as a guardian, or my solution or opinion to resolve this is to beat you for your actions, which means hitting you is only going to prolong your hurt. I want y'all to get that. Hitting is only going to prolong your hurt. And I know I'm going to get some slack on this, but I'm telling you, and I believe with my heart and my spirit, that when you beat a child and they're dealing with some hurt, even though their actions are inappropriate and they need to be addressed, and we're going to talk about how to address those in a disciplining way, but hitting them is like a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. It's like a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. You, me, all of us, we can temporarily cause a child to not react on the surface in bullying anymore because they don't want to get beat anymore. But in the inside, the root reason why they did it is still not fixed. and is not healed. This is what this podcast is about. It's about understanding the heart, the behavior, and the mind of the bully as well. We're not giving those who bully a pass. We're developing a psychological understanding about those who are bullying. So when we approach it, we don't have to approach it from a culture logical perspective where I was beat, so that straightened me out. Look at me. That sounds good, but your identity is someone else's identity, and the time that they're being raised in, the events, the actions, all are totally different, which means you can't make mama them beat me applicable to your child or to this kid, because there's totally too many different variables that are not the same. For one, they're living in a different time. For two, it's a different person that they are. And for three, they may not process the way you process things. Things are totally different, even though I still don't agree. I got my butt whipped when I was younger, and then people want me to say, and look at me, I turned out fine. Maybe I did, and maybe I didn't. Maybe a process could have been a little bit different if the discipline was different. Things I've been through in my life, behaviors that I reacted and responded to, may were triggered because of certain discipline things. Now, we're not saying God can't get you through things and life don't go on and we can endure things, but is it the appropriate way to handle things? So let's get back to that. So when kids are not being healed, but they're being forced to stop their actions, it's only prolonging their healing. Hitting only prolongs their healing. Some parents, or us, I'm including myself, we try to fix things fast, solve things now. We're working, we're busy, we got bills to pay, we got a lot going on in our lives as parents. Trust me, I understand. However, that beating you straight formula is a band-aid, it's temporary, it's causing you to get some satisfaction, which means it's causing you to not have to deal with this over and over again in school with this, with your child, or it's causing you to not have to worry about something for a period of time as your child grows up as a teenager. Maybe they stop fighting now because you beat them, or maybe they're not getting in trouble in school no more. Maybe they're being sneaky now doing certain things because they don't want to get hit. Hitting only delays and prolongs and extends the time of the healing. And that's what the pieces that we're missing. We're solving the problem, but we're not healing the child. And on the surface, it'll look like your child is doing better. On the surface, it'll look like your child is not bullying anymore. And that may be the case. But under the surface, in the root, he or she was never healed, which means it's prolonged. So you may get them not to bully anymore for a month or two, maybe during high school, maybe a year. But because they never received that healing, somewhere in their life, even if they're an adult and you made it through this childhood season, somewhere in their life as an adult, or maybe a year from now, they're going to do something. They're going to hurt someone. They're going to have problems somewhere in their life, because now that place that wasn't healed, that place that is still hurting, has to behave in some area in their life. This is why it's beating your bullying child okay. This is a rhetorical question for this podcast today, and some may not agree with it, and it's totally fine. I love comments and I love to dialogue, but the answer is no. It is not okay to beat your child. It is not okay to beat them in a way where they're being a bully and you thinking that hitting them is going to heal them. Hitting them may cause them to stop doing something, but it's not going to heal them. This is very important, because most of our culture and our society only deal with the problem. Quick answer, hitting them will make your butt stop. But is it healing them? Hitting and healing. We need to come with a solution where the kids are being disciplined and healed at the same time. And I'm going to give you a couple of them just in this podcast. And we may do a part two because there's a lot to go with and break down. But I want to just encourage you guys to, of course, you all probably know these answers, to spend time talking with your kids. Break down to them the importance of bullying. That is non-negotiable. It's not tolerated. You will not be a bully. You will be an upstanding citizen. You will be an awesome man of God. You'll be an awesome woman of God. You will be an awesome child of God. And I want to encourage you that you must be kind and nice to others. And we have to demonstrate that with them as well as we sharing it with them. So we want to empower them to be kind and to be loving to others. The next thing is privileges. We have to take away some privileges. Whatever consequences that you guys create, I create, or you know, that comes to your mind, that you're taking away their devices. Of course, you're taking away their cell phone if they're cyberbullying. You're taking away their iPad. You're taking away the computer. You're taking away the video game consoles. You're taking away them going to games and parties and hanging out at the mall, hanging with friends. You're spending time with them while they're being punished. You're developing in them an understanding that this is what's going to happen if you continue to do these things. Another thing is, and I think it's a cool idea for family time, is role playing. Have some role playing nights where you guys get some food, laugh in the living room, but you demonstrate what it feels like to be bullied. You demonstrate what it feels like to be the bully, and you guys develop like scenarios. You can get match cards, you can get note cards and write on them, and you act it out. You have fun, you be goofy, silly, laugh, but always drive home the point that bullying is not tolerated. Bullying hurts people. How would you feel if someone were bullying you? Let them start to express their feelings so that they can have empathy for others. These are just a couple of ideas. And when you're disciplining your child and you're talking with your child, what happens is that love and those answers that are not beating answers, but they're removing things, taking away things, role-playing games, constant talks, removing privileges, with loving them, with speaking life over them, with praying over them, with encouraging them, when they come together like this, it gives them a stronger foundation, hopefully, to not bully when they're not in your presence. We have so much more that we can talk about, but this is just going to be a piece of it. And I thank you guys. Please give me comments. I love all those who was giving me some advice and tips and things like that. I love it all. Please continue to give me comments and advice. Continue to tune into this podcast. This is the Don't Click Comments. And I just want to encourage you guys, you know, to continue to pray for your kids, continue to speak healing over them, continue to dig deep and spend time with them, because bullies are hurting and they need healing before they need education. This is Roshan Lindsay. You were tuning into the Hold On Podcast. We say here in order to go on, you got to hold on. Pray for your kids. Peace. God bless.